See. Well, my name is Jan Edelman. I am from Polička, a very small town in the Czech Republic, about 100 miles from Prague. And I am a translator, professional translator from English into Czech and Slovak with the help of my wife.
I am Lydia Edelman. I am from Slovakia and I worked for the BBC Slovak section. Now I run Bed and Breakfast in Castle Levan.
Which is where I recently spent a very pleasant afternoon with Jan and Lydia. Castle Levan is in Gourock, a seaside town less than an hour from Glasgow. Of course, my first question was, how did a Czech-Slovak couple end up owning a castle in Scotland?
I was working for the BBC as well, for the BBC Czechoslovak and later Czech section. Lydia was working for the Slovak section.
In London, was that?
In London, yes. Maybe you know that London is very expensive and traffic is terrible and transport and so on. So we were looking for some quiet place in Scotland because we had been here for several times and we fell in love with this country. And when I was in the Czech Republic nearly 4 years ago, I was looking for some small property somewhere in Scotland, some farm or something like that. And I found that this castle, Castle Levan, was for sale at that time. And we decided to go for that, and within 4 months we moved in. The funny thing is that the price of the castle was nearly the same money we got for the house in London, because you may know that the houses in London are terribly expensive. So it was rather, I would say, cheap.
What I can see of the castle here, it looks like it's in great condition. Was it like this when you bought it?
Yes, it was, because the castle was rebuilt about 20 years ago. It was in ruins for nearly 300 years. It was completely abandoned. And then a couple from Larks nearby bought it, and within 6 or 7 years they rebuilt it to its previous glory. And that's why the castle was in perfect order. When we bought it, we just had to have some slates replaced on the roof, and otherwise it was perfect. So there was no work for us, in fact.
And Lydia, do you enjoy being the owner of a castle here in Scotland?
Oh, yes. I have a big garden, and I am gardening, and I think I am for everything, girl for everything.
And are there any drawbacks of living in a castle? Any problems?
I don't think so. Some people thought that we wouldn't like living in a castle somewhere outside the civilization. But it's in the middle of the town of Gourock. It's not far away from Glasgow here. So I think we don't regret having sold our house in London and moved to Scotland. So it's okay. No problems at all.
Are you the only Czechs and Slovaks, or Czech and Slovak, in the area, or do you know any other Czechs here or Slovaks?
Not in this area, but we know that there's a lady from the Czech Republic, or formerly Czechoslovakia, who owns the Kodor Castle, which is near Inverness. But I don't think there are any Czechs or Slovaks living nearby here. But we've got some people coming from our country, some friends of ours, and some guests also, because we also cooperate with some Czech travel agencies, so they send us Czech and Slovak tourists here as well. So we have opportunities of speaking Czech.
Owning a castle in Scotland is rather exotic. What do the Edelmans' family and friends at home think about the fact they've become lord and lady of a Scottish citadel?
I know that some of them, when we decided to buy the castle, some of them thought that we went crazy completely because we changed London for some godforsaken place somewhere in Scotland. But some of them have visited us already and they changed their mind. And for example, our relatives both in the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic are quite happy to come here and spend some time with us. And I think they like it here. It's some sort of it's unusual for them that some friends of ours or some friends of theirs have a castle in Scotland. So I think they like it.
So you've been here 3.5 years in Castle Leven in Scotland. How do you like Scotland and Scottish people?
Oh, they are very nice. On the every step, they are waving and greeting you and smiling because they say it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, that's right. Even before we moved in, when we came here for the first time and we went from here to the town of Gourock, and we've been meeting lots of people on our way and they were smiling at us and saying hello. It would never happen in London. It's the same in every capital, in every big city. In Prague, you are completely anonymous there. But it has advantages and disadvantages as well, because everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everything about everybody.
What about the Scottish accent? Because even for me, it can be difficult to understand people.
Yes, it is still difficult for us. People who know we are foreigners, so they try to speak slowly and they try to not to use the accent too much. But sometimes when the English people come here to stay in the castle, so we are very, very happy that when they admit that they don't understand the Scottish as well. And they are the same nation, in fact, or the same in the same country, and we are foreigners. But you get used to that, because we listen to the Scottish radio and Scottish televisions and so on. So we are used to it now, but sometimes it is difficult to understand.
What about the weather here? For example, today, it's wet, miserable, grey.
We've got used to that already, especially in summer. It's raining a lot here, so we miss the sun. And we miss the Czech weather, because in our country, when it's winter, so it's really cold, and when it's summer, so it's really hot. But here it's all the same. It's about, I don't know, 20, 25 degrees above zero. In the summer, it's hot for Scotland. I think it might be just one thing which is not so nice here, but we don't mind at all.
And I couldn't leave the somewhat bijou but very pretty Castle Leven.